Listen to the voices of our world.
It's always amazing to me all the knowledge that's here among these women.
If I got better, you can get better.
They're really good about spreading the learnings.
So if they can find something to feel better, then they can go and fight for their rights with the government.
Welcome to Voices of Our World, a presentation of this station and Mary Knoll. I'm your host, Eileen Bott. Affordable health care is hard to find. So today we'll tell you what some Brazilian women are doing and how we can apply those same techniques to our own lives. When Mary Knoll's sister Euphrasia Nyaki decided to create a women's holistic center in João Pessoa, Brazil, she named it Afia, which means health in her native tongue, Kiswahili. According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, health is not just freedom from physical disease or pain. It is also the condition of being sound in body, mind, or spirit. And Sister Efu believes that good health allows us to advocate for ourselves and fight for change. What's amazing is that each of us can actually contribute to our own well-being, and it doesn't have to be expensive. Here's an example that our producer, Eleanor Ostrinsky, learned at Afia. Sit down, relax, and I'll give you a 10-minute massage. That's what every woman entering the holistic health center was offered. And that was not a long, complicated affair, which involves being able to take an hour out of your busy life, lying down on a special table, and paying about $100 per hour, like we do in the States. At Afia, women just took turns rubbing each other's necks, shoulders, and backs. Imagine how many of our interactions would change if we offered each other 10-minute massages before meetings or when we came home. Afia offers a gathering place for women to share their wisdom, an organic garden with medicinal plants, and massage courses and other healing techniques, all of which are designed to enable poor women to heal themselves, their families, and communities. So join us in Brazil with Mary Knoll's sister, Efu Nyaki.
Mad. Earth, dirt, it's something that heals us, really. When you're very tired and very anxious, just take off your shoes and step on the floor, and even if there's leaves, and walk a little bit slowly and feel the energy. And you feel that your energy is getting better because you are practically exchanging energy with the earth. So learning from that, we started using that, like if somebody comes, they have inflammation, infection, or they fall. We do apply mud on them. And then it has been giving a lot of wonderful results. The only thing you have to notice is the mud, you have to get it from a very clean area where no animals close by and no agricultural products. It's like almost a virgin area. So we go very far out in the interior and then we dig out a meter and a half down and we bring this dirt here. We keep it in this room. And then we just take out little by little and you sift it. You sift it and put it in a container like this, where later on then you mix it with herbs or even just pure as it is. You mix it with cold water or you mix it with warm water or hot water, depending on the problems, like rheumatism, inflammation. So instead of using plaster, we use mud. And it heals like 3 times quicker than when you put the plaster on.
Really? How do you hold it together?
The paste is not too runny and it's not too heavy. And you put like in the thickness of 1.5 centimeter. And then on top, you wrap newspapers. And then you can wrap a piece of cloth that you won't use anymore. And then the person stayed there for 2 hours without moving. And then you take it out, and then tomorrow you do it again, 2 hours. So you don't leave this for, throughout the day like the plaster. And many times we indicate maybe 7 days, 15 days, 12 days, depending on the problem that person has. But we have had a woman nearby here who had an accident in a bus, and she broke her foot. She came here And we did a treatment. In 8 days, the bones were joined. And she went through such a hard time with the public hospital. The public service here are terrible. So when they come here, we call it alternative service, but it's really not alternative. It should be an essential service. And we call it alternative, you know. So because we see a lot of wonderful results that you don't get it anywhere else.
Is this mud has particular properties that you know of, or you just got good, clean earth somewhere?
In my studies, I have found that some earth have more iron than others. Some has more calcium than others. But, you know, all of the earth have most of the elements that we have in our bodies. So having that, also when you put this mud, apart from doing its work of absorbing all of the toxins that we have in our body, it also takes the vitamins and minerals, goes to your body. And so it exchanges to help balance that. That's why many people, they always tell us when they receive mud therapy, they feel very good afterwards.
In Hebrew, the word for earth is Adama. The word for human being is Adam. Mm. And the word for blood is Dam. So Adama, Dam, Adam are all connected.
Oh my gosh, isn't this interesting? We are all mad. So that's why it works so perfectly. You see these connections? Unfortunately, our room is small and it's only one room. So we give priorities to women, because this is Women Holistic Center. If there's no woman being treated that day, then the room can be occupied by men. If not, they come here and do diagnosis, but we explain to them how to do it, and then somebody else will help them do at home. One day, who knows, if we have money and possibilities, we can build another room for men. But we started with women because they are the ones who suffer more.
And they have less access to care.
Yes, exactly, less access to care. In the situation of poverty, who gets more affected is really a woman and then children. Because most of the research is that men, when there's nothing in the house for food, they will find another man who will give them a beer to drink. And women are there in the house, walking here and there, wondering what will their children eat. And that's why most of the women have mental problems, mental health problems. And it's also, so here in Afia, we work with women group of mental health to help them calm down, that they have nervous system, nervous breakdown, because they just don't know what to do while they're left there to resolve their situation, while their husband are drinking around the corner. So from that fact, we decided that we give priorities to the women. And then men come when we can. Another kind of thing we do is called Reiki. It's a laying of hands with the objective of connecting universal energy with our energy. Rei is universe, and ki is energy. So it's like opening up and this universal energy and connecting it with this person that needs it. Again, we go back to that same theory. When we get sick, we are out of harmony with our own body, with the energies around us. And also we have some blockages because of our emotions, you know, anger, pain, all that, it blocks the energy. So when we do the application of Reiki, what we really do is just to allow that energy come and open that blockage and let the energy flow through. And people relax a lot and it releases a lot of energy. There's a lot of shaking, a lot of little shocks that comes out of the body. And people kind of wonder, what is that? You know, what's happening to me? We said, just no problems. That's nothing but energy shooting out to get to go in its own, so that the energy circulate, come to you from the universe and go out to the universe. And it's that good circulation, it brings harmony and the people feel better.
Can you tell me an example of one woman who got Reiki?
We have this woman who was very sick. She was admitted in the public hospital for 40 days. She picked up infection from the hospital. And she just came here and she said, I think I'm going to die. That's all she kept on thinking was happening to her. First of all, she was anemic. So we gave all kinds of plants and vegetables and fruits that contain iron. So in the meantime, we were applying Reiki on her. The first day of Reiki, she felt like something was holding her very tight. And then she screamed that she was seeing a big cat. And then the woman was giving her Reiki. They already learned that if anybody goes into any trauma, you just continue telling them they will be okay, everything is okay. Keep putting the hands on different parts of their body. And all of a sudden, she calmed down, and then she went into a very deep sleep. When she woke up, she felt really good. She was actually vomiting a lot before, but after that, the vomit stopped. And that ended up to be that there was some things she used to see in the hospital. For many nights, she couldn't sleep there. And so she accumulated that in her psyche, and the Reiki, the energy opened up, and then she saw once and then let it go, and that was it. So that was a very traumatic experience doing Reiki, but it was a healing because then the other sessions were very easy and she got completely healed.
Wow. Yeah,
that's one example, but there are many different little examples like that. We have an extra room in this house, and this extra room is for people very poor. Sometimes they come here and they are so sick because of the violence that is happening within their family, within the area. So then when they come here and we tell them to go back home and try to do the treatment, it's almost impossible. With the poverty of not being able to even practically buy vegetables. Also, sometimes they are in the situation of abuse. Their husbands are beating them up, or we allow them to stay here for 15 days while they are doing their treatment. And from our experience here, 15 days is good enough to help them strengthen their physical body, calibrate their emotional, and start thinking, what can I do to change my situation? And we saw that happening with one of the leaders, like Maria Daguia. Her situation was pretty precarious like that. And her husband used to beat her up even when she was sick. And so we gave her room here. She stayed for a month. After that, she was completely healed. And when she went back home, she decided she would divorce her husband and start her own life, you know, and take care of her own body. It was her own decision.
And then she decided to come and work here?
Yes. When she was healed, she said to us, tell me, how can I pay for this? We said, well, what do you think you can do? She said, I'm going to give myself. I'll come there and tell me to do anything you think I can do. The first thing I did, actually, I invited her to participate in massage course. After she finished the course, she was giving other women massage. And then she just, all of a sudden, just coming here every day to volunteer, but she had no food at home, you know, it's hard. Then she started working here officially. She gets a minimum salary, but she does a great work because she will always tell women, if I got better, you can get better.
What home remedies do you use? We want to know. Email us. Go to www.marynoel.org/voices. Just click on Contact Us or call us at 877-MARY-KNOWL. That's 877-MARYKNOLL. You're listening to Voices of Our World.